everyone. Good evening to the Sophomore Luther King Junior Community Center Advisory Board meeting on today, which is April 15th. We have a lot of people here in the building because they're getting their taxes done. Now we will have the invocation by Ms. Hooley.
Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus, asking your attendance in this meeting. We put you on the board tonight that you can get hope, glory, and all the honor. We pray that our decision be right in your sight, and there will be peace among us. Father, we give you glory for the wisdom and knowledge for all those that have been appointed to this board as we represent our different district. Show up and show out today that you will get all the glory. We're going to give you praise and thanksgiving for what you've already done, what you're going to do tonight and on tomorrow, because it's all in your hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Now we will have Mr. Rhonda to do the roll call, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Present, we have District 2, Dr. Mendenhall virtually. Present, Vice Chair Wicks, District 3. Virtual, District 4, Ms. Williams. Virtual, District 7, Ms. Jolly. Virtual, District 8, Ms. Silestein. Virtual, District 9, Mr. Drake. Present, Chair Trimble, District 10. Present, Ms. Cook, District 11. Virtual, District 12, Mr. Ross. Virtual, District 14, Mr. Brown, and present, Ms. Hooley, District 15.
Okay.
No public comments.
No public comments.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear District 6.
I do apologize, Ms. Mitchell Brown. I have District 6, Ms. Mitchell Brown.
Okay. Thank you.
Now we entertain approval of the March 18th minutes of send out the rest.
Did somebody make a motion?
No, ma'am, we'll make a motion.
Okay.
Yes,
I move for the approval of the March 18th, 2024 minutes.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Any discussion? Regarding the minutes? Okay. There's not any discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
March. Okay. And any nays? Yes. Okay. It's been approved for the March 18, 2024 minutes. Now I will turn it over to Dr. Slaughter. He will do a discussion and we will be voting on the MLK 2025 celebration. Doctor.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening, everyone.
Evening.
So first up are the color schemes. We had, if you all remember from the last meeting, there were five.
Yes, sir.
And we asked our comms team to kind of apply the color schemes to the logos. So you all would have a visual to kind of see exactly how it would look versus trying to imagine how to apply the color palettes. So, I'm going to try to summarize it for you. So the first four, going off the agenda, are the emerald, green, silver, and gold. So as you can see on the screen, it kind of gave us, I believe, four variations of that, just so you can see. And if you all remember, this past gala or MLK week, this was the logo. The year before was the one with the background, with the reunion tower, and the fireworks. So they kind of did the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Of the logos we chose to kind of give us an idea of how they would look. And this is like the banner, the masthead that goes on the marketing materials, the save the day, all of the flyers, things like that.
Okay.
The next crop would be the black, gold, and white, which of course are Dr. King's alpha colors, A5, and those are variations similar with the skyline and the black, gold, and white, with a little bit of silver grays, you all can see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then moving on, I think this was the least popular one, I think someone said Christmas, the emerald green, black and red. So these are those, and it does give a holiday Christmassy vibe. Those are those variations. Okay. And then the fourth set would be the just burgundy, ivory, and blue. So this is the burgundy, ivory, and blue, which just actually kind of looks like the red, white, and blue we did some years ago. Yes. The red, white, that kind of sort of. And then the final one was the one people were asking about, the burgundy, the chocolate brown, and the rose gold. So this is how it would look. Because I know we were really struggling trying to figure out how that would be with the chocolate and the rose gold and burgundy and so forth. So, and once again, depending on your screen, this may look different to you, but this is how they would look. And then also keep in mind that once they're printed, they may look a little bit different. But these are the variations of the logos and the color schemes that were provided last time. So you all can, once again, have a visual of how the logos would look reflected in those color schemes.
So it may darken up?
It's some of the colors. Maybe some of the greens, like the yellow, you know, just various shades. Right. Like if you all remember last year, we had purple and gold, and some mm-hmm. of the purples, just depending on the material it's printing yes. on, the gloss paper, the brightness of your screen, whatever, there's, you know, a number of factors that can impact the color. But so there'll be, you know, slight modifications.
Yes.
It may look different on a projector than your screen, but generally, you know, these are the general colors, the black, gold, and so forth.
Okay.
So are there any questions, comments before we take the vote?
No, I don't have anything. Anyone else?
All right. So if you'll give me, on your roll call, if you can give me your choice by number, and the numbers are what's listed on the agenda. So one for emerald, green, silver, such and such and so on. Has District 1, Ms. Sachs, has she joined? No. All right, District 2, Dr. Mendenhall?
2.
Vice Chair Wicks?
1.
Ms. Williams?
One.
Thank you. Ms. Mitchell Brown?
One.
One. Thank you. Ms. Jolly?
One.
Thank you. Ms. Celestine? Ms. Celestine?
One.
Thank you. Mr. Drake? He was on. Okay, he not fell off. Can we make him up? Okay. Chair Trimble?
One.
Ms. Cook?
One.
Mr. Ross?
One.
Mr. Brown?
One.
Ms. Hui?
One.
Thank you.
Just the ones have it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. We may have another discussion on the logo. You know, if y'all want the skyline or kind of, but we at least have the color scheme.
Yes.
So moving on to the theme, we have three listed. Let Love Have the Last Word, The Unfinished Agenda of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Where Do We Go Now? And number three, It Starts With Me, I Am Ready, Present, and Accountable. So we'd like to have a vote on those. Are there any questions, concerns, comments before we do the vote? Any other suggestions?
Well, can I just ask, remember, didn't we say that we were going to, for our souvenirs, we were going to give murals, a mirror?
Y'all gave several different things, so we can look at the final keepsake when y'all choose a theme.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, ma'am. It start with me. Okay, yes, I'm ready now.
All right, roll call. District 2, Dr. Mendenhall.
Number 2.
Number 2, thank you.
You're welcome.
Vice Chair Wicks.
Number 2.
Ms. Williams.
Number 3.
Thank you. Ms. Mitchell Brown.
Number 2.
Thank you. Ms. Jolly.
Number 1.
Thank you. Ms. Celestine.
Number 1.
Mr. Drake. Mr. Drake. Chair Trimble.
3.
Ms. Cook.
2.
Mr. Ross.
Number 3.
Mr. Brown.
Number 2.
Ms. Hui.
Number 1.
The theme for 2025 will be the unfinished agenda of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Where do we go from now? Thank you.
Okay, moving on to C, keynote speaker nominations. So are there any questions, concerns before we'll be ranking these for 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ranking the top 3 speakers before we do the vote. Any questions, concerns? Is there another nomination?
I hope everybody did. Like I did, I went on YouTube and looked up each one of these speakers. And it was quite interesting to see some of them. And some of them had just finished some Martin Luther King speeches and stuff. So hopefully they did.
And Ms. Cook, you had a question?
I'm just curious, I did a little bit of research, but I'm not as well-versed as some of you all have been immersed in this for a couple of years. Are there any standouts that y'all would say would definitely draw in people? Like anybody's like, they're known for drawing in. Because that's what I was going to look at. I just can't tell who would be the bigger name. That's what I'm struggling with, is particular feel. They're all,
Well, vote your top 3, and then it's gonna it's going to weigh out because the whole board has to make a decision.
And then they have to check with the person, too.
But to answer your question, if you don't know, and I'm saying you as board members, if you don't know who these people are, then you have to understand that the average, if you're from the Midwest, it's something I learned recently, not recently, your average Joe six-pack, they're not going to know who the people are. So kind of keep that in mind, that if you have questions, you have to wonder, the average person's they're not going to know who they are.
Yeah, and we have to also consider, these are people that you're going to have to pay $215 to hear them speak, too.
Correct.
So you don't want to just get anybody then, but like you said, you're not for certain of some of those money.
That's why I was going to do. I know if anybody had an argument that's right. Like, oh, no, person is, and I take that in, maybe I'm missing. Yeah.
We have to consider that money that they're... We're spending.
So what the last name I added, Jeffrey Canada, if you all are familiar with Waiting for Superman, he has a name that has a draw from his speaking engagements.
Education.
Right. So I did kind of have the same mindset of what's a name that people will know of or will have heard. And I think a good percentage of people have heard about the movie Waiting for Superman, or have heard about his work in education in New York and speaking around the country.
So you added his name?
Correct.
Staff added his name, okay.
Correct, staff has added name last year, the keynote speaker the year before that,
Not forever, but no, since you've said, been involved, okay.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just saying, okay.
Yeah, it's a city
just
event,
making it clear.
So yeah, staff would ultimately make the decision on the keynote speaker, yes, correct. So yes, you got it.
The board normally would, but okay. It's a combination of two. That's what I was trying to
correct. Say. The board makes suggestions, and the city has the final say on what we think is best for a city-led event. And then for the past few years, correct, over about 5 years, the board has made decisions and staff has made decisions, and we've gone with a number of two, a combination of the two.
In collaboration, hopefully. Yes, sir.
Right, that's why I said the combination of the
okay.
two.
I did. Okay. I was just trying to see where that came from, because I hadn't heard that one.
So, okay. Any other issues, questions, concerns?
All right, roll call. You're going to give me your top three. So give me the letter, please, starting with Dr. Mendenhall.
F, G, B.
Thank you. Vice Chair Wicks.
D, E, F.
Ms. Williams?
A. And G.
Okay.
Did you say we needed three?
Yes, ma'am. I need a third one from you.
A, G, and C, maybe.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Brown?
C, B.
You said Miss or Mr., sorry.
I'm sorry. Miss Mitchell Brown.
Okay. F, G, and C.
Hello? Ms. Mitchell Brown?
She here.
I'm sorry, I thought you got it. F, G, and C as in cats.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ms. Jolly?
B, D, and A. So B as in boy, D as in dog, A as in apple.
Thank you. Ms. Celestine?
F as in Frank, D as in boy, D as in George.
Thank you.
Repeat that again.
I'm sorry. I'm not writing them down per name. I'll give them to you in just a minute.
Can she repeat that?
Would you repeat that, please, ma'am?
Miss
Celestine, I have some folks helping me with my roll call.
Okay, no problem. Frank, big boy, is in church.
Thank you.
FBG.
Miss Claire.
Okay, A, B, and F. A, B, F.
Thank you. Ms. Cook.
Okay, I'm gonna go with F, B, E.
E. Thank you. Mr. Ross.
Bravo, Alpha, Charlie.
Bravo, Alpha, Charlie. It works. That's a military.
Mr. Brown.
Charlie, Bravo, Delta.
Ms. Hooley.
A, C, and G.
Thank you. To you. now to letter D, please.
Shabazz, Chinchilla.
Shabazz.
I got it.
Yeah, Shabazz,
Chinchilla. I got it. Thank you so much. On to Trailblazer, please. Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to D, Trailblazer Award nominations received to date. Before we vote, are there any other nominations?
This is just a
Did we choose a person? I didn't get
No, I'm trying to, hold on guys.
Wait, Ms. Williams, Ms. Jolly has the floor. She was asking a question.
Oh.
Thank you. I suggested a person, but I don't see them on the list, and I'm not sure if that person was removed.
Yeah.
In regards to the nominations for your Trailblazer, these were the two names that received the most suggested votes.
Gotcha. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, ma'am. These were the top ones that received the most suggested, so that's the reason. Those are the only two that were listed. There were several names that were sent in, but they only had the person who suggested them. The rest of the board did not suggest those particular names. These two were the ones that had the most suggested votes.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
So I get that, but are we still able to name some names now? Because like I said, Tom Joyner, and like, and it's not like people had the time to have any feedback on it.
So,
yes, ma'am. Yes,
y'all did. But Director Galashaw said yes, that people could make nominations today.
More nominations.
Today. And Ms. So the question was, can someone make a nomination this evening? The answer is yes. What was that your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to see, so I know future. I ain't trying to start no mess, nothing like that. I just wanted to know, because then I would have fought harder last time if I needed to get.
I will tell you the person that you emailed, which was Tom Joyner, was already suggested by a board member. Y'all had several. These were the two out of all of the names that were submitted that received the most duplicate suggestions. So that's the reason these two were the only two that I put on your agenda.
And Ms. Williams, you had a question?
Yes, my question was, I did not hear who we chose as a speaker.
I hadn't finished tallying. I was gonna let y'all discuss the Trailblazer and come back to the tallies.
Thank you, I just didn't understand what you said, that's
yes,
all.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Williams?
Can I nominate somebody this time? Or we gotta wait till you get to them?
No, we can, because it's
going
to be part of
what's your name, baby? Right here. What's your
Wicks?
Name? I want to nominate Miss Candy Wicks.
I'm going to decline. Okay. But I appreciate it, though. I appreciate you for nominating me, but I decline. But I think you had something. You want
to hear that. Well, I only press Tom Joyner because I'm trying to sell tickets. The marketing person in me is like, he going to draw some folks if we can just, you know.
Are you putting the motion on the floor?
Oh, is that what I need to do to get him? Can
yes.
I put a motion to
you have to nominate.
Tom Joyner?
No.
You have to nominate him.
Oh, but okay. Well, how exactly?
I move that
we add Tom Joyner to the Trailblazer nominations list. Anybody opposed or agree?
She got to carry that girl.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to nominate Mr. Tom Joyner to the Trailblazer list.
It'll be number, I mean letter C.
Will it be number?
Letter C.
C.
Yes, ma'am.
It'll be letter C. Any discussion? Well, it hasn't been seconded yet.
I'll second so that it can be on the ballot.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Reference to Tom Joyner. Okay, if it's not any, it's all in favor of Mr. Tom Joyner being added to C on the Trailblazer nomination list.
Aye.
Abstain.
Okay. So.
And opposed.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to know if any opposed.
Are there any opposes of Mr. Tom Joyner being added to this trailblazer list?
Okay.
If not, yeah, Mr. Tom Joyner will be added to the list. So just as C. So when she do the vote, Tom Joyner will be added.
Thank you.
Okay, before we take the vote, any questions, comments, concerns? Anyone else have anything to add?
Ms. Hui?
Are you coming from the bottom?
I'm coming from the bottom.
Okay, Kyrie Tinsley, what is that? I don't lost my page.
That is right
there. A.
Mr. Brown? Mr. Brown?
Kyrie Tinsley?
No, that's Ms. Brown. I need Mr. Mr. Cannon Brown.
Okay, my choice would be A.
Thank you. Mr. Ross?
B as in Charlie.
Ms. Cook?
C.
Chair Brown?
A.
Ms. Celestine?
A.
Ms. Jolly?
B as in boy.
Ms. Mitchell Brown?
A.
Ms. Williams?
A.
Vice Chair Wicks?
B.
Dr. Mendenhall?
B.
Your trailblazer winner will be Clarice Tinsley. Your ranking for keynote speaker nominations for us to contact will be Ms. Shabazz, daughter of Malcolm X, Reverend Notombe Naomi Tutu, daughter of Bishop Tutu, and Reverend Dr. Siobhan Arlene Bradley, National President and CEO of National Council of Negro Women. Those are your top three. And then your next set would be after Siobhan would be Maya Wiley, Jeffrey Canada, Drone Trumpeter, and Reverend Dr. Gina Stewart. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now we will have the center manager update, Ms. Rhonda.
Fresh produce distribution at the MLK Center for the month of March 2024 served 1,285 families. Volunteer opportunities are always available at www.dallasmlkcenter.com. The events that we have at the center currently is legal aid every second and fourth Tuesdays of each month. We see 30 people minimum. On those days, the sign-in starts at 1:30. They start calling people's names about 4:30 until they're done. Review for our AIDS Walk South Dallas, which took place Saturday, March 23rd at 8 a.m. It was reported that 500 people or more was there. Mr. Cannon Brown was one of the chairs for that event. Mr. Brown, do you have anything you want to add?
It was a wonderful turnout. And you know, it really is a needed event, and I think it brings a lot to the community. So kudos to all involved and all who showed up. I know Kelly was there, and I believe Ms. Wicks was there. And I think there was even some former board members who were there, they said. People that they knew who were previous board members.
All right. Next, we had our spring extravaganza on Thursday, March the 28th. It was a two-part event. The first part was for our childcare group here on the campus, which served 135 of our children with a huge Easter egg hunt with goodies for them and their families. And then we had service part two, 165 to the community. Ms. Jonda Mitchell Brown was there in the chair for that. Ms. Brown, you have anything you want to say?
I just want to say that it was an awesome event. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I had the opportunity to bring my family along to assist in helping. And we didn't just, for us, it was very rewarding because we didn't just sit around. We actually got involved and was able to serve. And that's really what I enjoy doing. I enjoy serving the people. So I look forward to chairing this event again.
Thank you. We had our remembrance ceremony of Dr. King's assassination on Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. About 60 people showed up, and Vice Chair Wicks chaired that event. You have anything you want to add?
Yes, it was an excellent program. The speaker was phenomenal. And I'm hoping that she can come back again and that we can give her the type of audience that she deserves to have. And there were only 60 of us, but we were definitely informed. And she gave us some information and perspective about Dr. King that we had not heard before, because she is a professor at SMU. And so her perspective was very, very enlightening. And then I want to say personally thank you to Mr. Ross for his assistance with helping to carry and ad-lib and fill in where needed. The songstress, I don't remember her name, but she was dynamic.
Lord.
The young lady can really sing. Very gifted woman. And then I want to say to Ms. Jessica Jolly, thank you so much for your participation on the program. And your words were very appropriate. And your greeting was very warm, as always. Thank you. And we look forward to another year of recognizing the life of Dr. King. So hopefully we can get more publicity on that and not, you know, just have 60 people, because it was really worth it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Any, Ms. Jolly or Mr. Ross, did y'all want to have anything to add since you were there in participation?
Yes, I would just like to give Ms. Wicks some kudos. She did an excellent job as the MC and really brought it to life. I also agree that the speaker was absolutely phenomenal, and I do hope that we bring her back again. So it was a great event.
Both of the ladies nailed it on point. I mean, everything went great. And I just want to say thanks for allowing me to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our upcoming events, our volunteer appreciation / mix and mingle, will happen on Saturday, April the 27th at 11 a.m. We ask you guys, if you can, please come out. It's to appreciate all of those that help us to coordinate a lot of the events that we do behind the scenes, during the scene, and after. So please, if you can, add that to your schedule. Plus, you'll have an opportunity to, at that time, to walk through the campus and see where our tenants and community partners have moved around in the campus. Cinco de Mayo will be Friday, May the 3rd, 2024, at 11:30 a.m. here at the campus. And last is our Magnificent Mom's Day experience. It will take place Saturday, May the 11th. At 11 a.m. And you know that's a sensational event.
Yes.
Right now our keynote speakers is Ms. Liz, our assistant city manager. Ms. Liz, Dr. Slaughter, what's the last name again?
Sadeo,
thank you, because I tear up everyone's name. So Ms. Liz Sadeo, as well as Ms. Kimberly Traylor from Encore. So you don't want to miss that. That is a registration event. So tell all the ladies it opens on Friday, April the 26th. That is the end of the center manager's report.
All
Okay, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'm gonna get the tally number.
She gave it to me.
I didn't get it. What was it?
Okay, so the question on the floor again was for the keynote speaker? Or was it for keynote speaker?
Yeah, I guess I was in Twilight Zone.
No problem.
Come on.
The way we'll be contacting the Speakers Bureau for one, Ms. Shabazz. That's the first choice. Second choice being Reverend Tutu, Naomi Tutu. Third choice being Reverend Dr. Siobhan Arlene Bradley. Those are the top three. And then you guys voted for Ms. Clarice Tinsley to be your Trailblazer Award winner. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
This is just, I have a question too, or a comment right here. May I go ahead?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just want to make sure that board members are aware of the boards and commissions luncheon this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. So I know we do have some newer individuals on the board, so hopefully you did receive an invitation. But I am planning on attending, and hopefully the other board members will be there as well. So I just wanted to share that, make sure people receive the information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for making that announcement, because we had already talked about it. Appreciate you. Okay, now we will entertain the motion for adjournment.
Madam Chair, I move.
Yes, ma'am.
Candace Wicks, District 3. I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Okay. Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Y'all sit there.